Alrighty. Hey, well, a couple of weeks ago, as you may remember if you were here, we took Hello Keely. Welcome back. Keely's back. Sorry. A couple of weeks ago, we had the great joy and privilege of standing together in the presence of God and praying for one another. And it was with great courage and boldness that Cindy came forward for prayer, for healing. And so I'm going to ask for that boldness and that courage to come forward now with Cindy. Take a deep breath. And she's going to come and share the story of what took place for her in that time. So, Cindy, would you like to come up? No, that's not the question. Cindy, we would love for you to come up. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cindy. I'm married to Martin, and I have two teenage daughters. One of them is here today. I'm sorry in advance if I can't pronounce certain words correct. It's kind of difficult when you're sort of toothless, but I'll get to that. Almost a year ago, I had a life-threatening infection. The infection attacked my heart, spleen, brain, and a couple of other things. I can't remember what they are. We are not sure whether I had a stroke at that time, but the movement of my right side was serious. It just declined, seriously declined. And I also had a emergency heart surgery beginning of this year. After that, I mean, I was always feeling pain on my right leg. I was actually unable to feel anything on my right foot. I tried to keep it hush because I didn't want my license taken away. Because really, I shouldn't be driving, but I was. A few weeks ago, when Kate opened the prayer to everyone, I grabbed Gail's hand and said, come up with me. My prayer request at that time was, I just want the pain to go away. That's all I wanted, the pain to go away. The pain went away immediately. And next day when I woke up, I can feel the carpet on the floor, something I haven't felt for almost a year. I didn't expect that. All I wanted was the pain to go away, but to be able to feel and to be able to drive and not freaking out. Hey, your foot is on the pedal. How much do you push? I didn't have to worry about all that. And if you don't consider that a miracle, I don't know what is. Because it's a miracle for me. Because it changed my life. I have two very good friends who are specialists. They are not a believer. They don't believe in Christianity. But the word she likes to use is the universe or guardian angels. She has repeatedly told me, you have more lives than a freaking cat. You know, doctors have, I guess there's a certain things they can't cross, like giving you their private numbers, because they just can't do that. They're not allowed to do that. But most of the doctors I've come across have broken that rule for me, not because I asked for it, but they do it because so they, I can have easier access to them, even the pharmacist. He has sent, I don't know what you call it, people, soldiers, whatever. There's always someone helping me at the end or middle, going above and beyond their duty to help me. I can't remember. Another thing I want to say is when my children were very young, we got into I skidded off the road. I was driving, yes, it was raining, and thinking that we have a anti-skid car, I didn't slow down. I should, but I didn't. And we skidded off the road, and all I remember thinking was, the night anti-skid truck was coming for me and the children. But we somehow managed to miss the Nike truck, the power pole, and the trees. I just banged to the curb. Yeah, I ride out the car. But we walk out there unharmed, not a single scratch. The kids, I remember the kids laughing. They were in their car seat at that time. They were laughing, so maybe they thought we were going on a roller coaster ride. I don't know. The car spun, and we avoided so many things and walked out of there unharmed. You can't tell me that God has nothing to do with it, because it's impossible to miss so many things and walk out there unscratched. None at all. And of course, it's a fun time for the children. Probably at that time, I didn't see it as a miracle. It's like, oh, you know, not my time. But looking back, he has been there for me all the way, and the miracles he has performed in my life over and over again. I was too dumb and too blind to see that it was a miracle. He has saved me over and over again. I don't know why. I still don't. I have been unfinished. He has to touch on me. I really don't know what. If anyone does, tell me, please. I don't actually think I'm a strong believer. That's how I feel. And if he has done so much for me, although I'm not a strong Christian, just imagine what he can do to your lives, to other people's lives. If I'm worthy enough for him to love so much, I can't imagine what miracles he will do with every one of you. Thank you.
Isn't it an amazing testimony? I think it's incredible. And why does he do these things? Because he loves you so much. You know, we don't have to do anything to receive his love. He loves us because he made us and he delights in us. Okay. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for what you have been doing in Cindy's life. We thank you for what you are doing in Cindy's life and for what you will be continuing to do in and through her life. We thank you, Father God, that indeed you have gone before her. That is her story, that you have gone before her and you have met her in her time of need. You are so close to her. We thank you for this testimony that comes from her heart, out of her mouth, and the joy and the delight that she has in sharing it. I thank you for the courage and the boldness to speak it out. We pray your blessing upon her. We thank you that your plans are for good, to give her a hope and a future. Hope and a future in you. And it is good. We continue to pray your blessings upon Martin and Cindy and the girls, that they would continue to know you in a deeper way. And we ask for this in your precious and mighty name. Amen.